I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A judge has scheduled a September hearing on motions filed in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's ethics case. ABR's Stan Ingold has more.
Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is looking to overturn his criminal conviction. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker scheduled a September 2nd hearing on post-trial motions filed in the case. The judge did not elaborate. A jury convicted Hubbard on 12 state ethics law violations. Because of this, he was automatically removed from office after the felony conviction. Hubbard, who is free on bond, has filed a request for a new trial. He is also asking for an investigation into whether some of the jurors were biased against him. Walker sentenced Hubbard to 4 years in prison. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs will build a new clinic in Mobile to serve Southwest Alabama's more than 50,000 veterans. AL.com reports that Representative Bradley Burns said in a statement yesterday that the new clinic will replace the current one on Spring Hill Avenue in Mobile. Burns says that he has repeatedly called on the department to move forward with the project. The congressman also says he will provide oversight throughout the construction process to ensure the project remains on schedule. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson says the new clinic is long overdue. The location of the new facility has not been announced. And Alabama is making sure young people learn how to properly write in both print as well as cursive this school year. The state recently passed Lexi's Law, which requires students to write in cursive by the third grade. The law came about after reports showed teachers' plans failing to meet the standards for teaching language arts. Melissa Valdez-Hubert is the public information director for the Department of Education. She says it's important for students to learn cursive for purposes of reading and signing documents in the future.
There are still so many documents that require a cursive signature. In addition to reading others' cursive writing, there are many that are historical documents that students learn in schools that are written in cursive. So there is definitely an element of history and formality and business.
Valdez-Hubert says while they can't give teachers a strict code to follow, each teacher must turn in a report at the end of the year to show progress of the students' writing abilities. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-70s and a 60% chance of thunderstorms across Mobile and the Gulf Coast with lows in the upper 70s. 77 in Mobile, 79 in Montgomery, 81 in Tuscaloosa and Selma, and 88 in Florence, Huntsville, Jasper, and Birmingham. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.